tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another South Park After Show for Season 18, Episode 2, Gluten-Free Ebola. Steve Lemieux, welcome.
How's it going?
Phil Svitek here, and great follow-through from Episode 1 to Episode 2. Yeah. Everyone just won't forget that they started a startup company, and it failed, and I like the level that they took it to.
I wasn't expecting them to actually follow through. It was kind of cool.
It was, and I love how Butters was...
Butters was the one who went over the top.
Ruined the gym.
My question is, I mean, did Butters really do that, or did the other guys do it and they pin it on Butters?
I think it's funnier if we believe that Butters did it.
Okay.
You know.
So they go back to the school. Everybody hates them. They're like, damn, why does everyone hate us? It's like, well, because you told us to go screw ourselves. Go fuck yourselves.
And go fund yourself.
Yeah.
I like Stan, Wendy. Why does everyone remember everything all of a sudden? And it's, you get true, that way.
And then he apparently dumped Wendy, saying they didn't have time for her in his life. He's just got to be free to focus on real things. And she mentions, "Oh no, I thought it was because you told Scott Malkinson or told Craig that you were about to be dripping in bitches."
And you know it's true. That's what, as a kid, sometimes you do think. They're so top. I love the follow through. B, I love the follow through of gluten free Ebola. The title, obviously, with kind of what's happening with Ebola,
and what's happening with gluten free, which you never heard of it 5 years ago, and now everybody's got celiacs somehow.
Ridiculous.
It's like, if you've worked in the restaurant industry in the past 3 or 4 years, you know. Because any time before then, it was like nobody requested a gluten-free menu, like maybe once a year. And now it's every day. Do you have a gluten-free menu? I can't eat bread. And then they'll like eat croutons, and you're like, I thought you said you couldn't eat bread. It's like, oh, I don't have celiacs. I just like to say that so there's no bread in my food.
Yeah, it used to be vegetarian, then vegan, and now it's just, there's a lot of different, and there's paleo. I can't do paleo either. Paleo's like gluten free.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything against, like, hey, if you're like on a diet and you're like, yeah, don't eat bread, it's like, makes sense, it's carbs. But like, if you're gonna be like, oh, I can't have the soy sauce, I can't have the beer, it's like, unless you have celiacs, like, it's just like, come on.
Absolutely ridiculous.
So without getting your dick flying off.
The best part of the entire episode, they went there.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. Like, the guy like disintegrates, like gets blue veins. Like, why don't you drink? What do you think of the fact that it's Mr. Mackey? It's like the meeting to decide what they if they should let Butters come back to school turns into Mr. Gerson and be like, oh, do we have to wait for Mr. Mackey? Like, he's just gonna fucking come in here and talk about goddamn gluten free and how he feels so much fucking better about himself now.
I love Mackey just being the voice of reason. Of you're just upset because that's the gluten talking.
Oh, that's just the gluten talking. Okay, you know, once I got rid of gluten, I've been looking so much better. Okay, I feel great. I haven't been angry. Okay,
really, just absolutely ridiculous. And of course, it just how it ruins. I love any time they kind of do a public thing. Obviously, this time with the radio and the callers and all that. And the fact that it just completely ruins exactly what they're going for. Just everybody like, hey, yeah, why are you throwing this party? First off, no one believed in them anyway.
Are Shut you up, Scott have gluten-free Malkinson. Gluten-free options? Yeah, you know, I was thinking, like, I've been gluten-free for a day now, and I was wondering if you guys had gluten-free options.
Yeah. You just gotta, you can't please anybody.
You know, that's like an LA thing now, right? Is, and I feel like this is where Travis and Matt are, or Trey and, God.
Well, you did see that, you did see on the map at the USDA right before the FDA came in, the hot points were kind of the Bible Belt and things like that. There was no, if you look at it, the West Coast was free and clear of gluten.
Yeah. Well, it's just absurd when you, when you're like, oh, you got invited to this wedding, and people are calling saying, are there gluten-free options? Do you support our choices? And then they like bitch you out if you're like, no. It's like, it's
then
like
your choice is to come or don't come.
I know. It's like, then don't come. I'm sorry, but like, maybe we're having our wedding at a steakhouse. Maybe you don't eat meat. Doesn't mean that we have to provide non-meat for you.
By the way, poor Papa John's. Did they advertise this episode just in general? And they were like, all right, we could be on South Park. And they just got completely shit on.
They didn't get shit on as much as some other companies have been shit on the show, though. Because, like, literally the only negative thing towards Papa John's is, no, no, don't make me go to Papa John's. No, anything but that. Like,
okay, now just be the head of marketing for Papa John's for a second and think just a little bit why that might not be the greatest ad.
It's not, but it's on South
anything
Park.
But that.
Anything but that. There's absolutely been worse, though.
There has. Absolutely ridiculous. Anything but Papa John's.
I mean, they have, I mean, we got Family Guy disses Domino's on the regular. And then Simpsons disses Domino's on the reg.
I like that we had Pabst Blue Ribbon, too.
Oh, yeah.
As the beer of choice.
The beer. But they've used Pabst a lot before.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a hillbilly type of, it's a good cheap beer.
Yeah, it's the beer ponger's beer of choice.
Well, that could be Natty Ice.
True. Any cheap beer, really.
But Pabst Blue Ribbon is a good tasting cheap beer.
It is. So moving on with a little bit more into the episode. So everyone, they have this huge presentation where he's talking about the poppycock, and that's just a bunch of hooey. Which hooey is actually a different part of the wheat plant. But what gluten is, it's literally just mixed down wheat protein. And here is concentrated gluten. Perfectly harmless.
Where they come up with the science stuff, I have no idea.
It really reminded me of when they were measuring dicks and like, it's the yaw.
Yeah.
It's like the weird words. And
it's improv. I feel like, obviously they're, you know, 7 days to air that documentary. It's pretty much just having an improv session. And that's literally what the science of this was. Just going with everything. Like, so you could hear someone in the audience are like, just being like, are you, that's ridiculous. That's just a bunch of hooey. You are correct. It is hooey. But in fact, and just kind of going with the extension of anything and everything to make
it's
it work.
It's the yes rule. So it's like, that's poppycock. You're absolutely right. Which we all know. I mean, if you're not a kindergartner, that poppycock is an export of India, which is found in red meats, which are good for you. Therefore, this is good for you.
Like, what?
It's like, oh, ice cream. No, oh. No gluten in it. It's good for you. Puts it back in the freezer.
And of course, Randy's the one like, what? Dick's flying off.
I like it. Poppycock and like pop your cock. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's
but
a nice
like,
little pun.
It doesn't even just like fly off like, it like goes off like a firework where it spins around and just flies around the room. Like, what the fuck? What the poppycock?
And I like how there's always that level of just confusion of like, what are you talking about? When the parents are obviously throwing everything out, you still have Stan just being like, are you guys nuts? Do you want your dick to fly off? Like, okay, in this world, yes, that is going to happen, but it's still ridiculous.
Oh my God.
And Stan is still not understanding.
And they're just, at this point, they're just trying to throw the best party in the world with a cause to show that they really still care for their loved ones. And they wouldn't leave them behind no matter ever what, except for a startup company. Scott Malkinson, the diabetes party.
Lord. Why Lord of all people? Which, by the way, was brilliant because it was just Randy at the end.
And la, 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 I'm Lord, 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 I'm la, 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 la.
ridiculous.
I don't know why, Lord. I don't know if they're... I think
it's because just Lord is just so hot right now. It's like it's the equivalent of Zoolander. Hansel is so hot right now.
I think it literally was to play on the fact that everybody saw Lord at like the live performance, and everyone was like, "She's much hotter in the videos." Like literally, that's what people were saying, because when they saw her, they're like, "Oh, you look different than what you thought."
Okay.
So I think they're just playing on that. I think it could have really been anyone, but I feel like moving Randy in that position for Lord was pretty ridiculous.
Absolutely. Oh my God, that was brilliant.
I was losing my shit, though, for the Stand reference.
Yeah.
Like, I did not expect them to bring such an, like, from 90s to now, to have Aunt Jemima being the prophet of the Stand, telling Cartman what he needs to do against this disease.
And I love
that's when I thought it would be like a three-parter episode, because The Stand is a mini series and it's got like the devil and it's got everything, and I thought it was like about to be a fucking journey.
Yeah, I thought it'd be an inadvertent trilogy, just because we got the tie-in from this episode to the first one. And then I could see them rapping, but I'm glad that they didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
It is ultimately better. Just the fact of Aunt Jemima and he thinks pancakes and all that stuff. And Aunt Jemima.
I mean,
they had a good plug this episode.
Yeah, I mean,
if I had to pick which one I wanted to be, Papa John or Aunt Jemima, sign me up for Aunt Jemima.
I don't know. I thought it was great. I think the first episode of the season was much better.
Yeah. And again, I wonder, it's always how they're going to kind of recover and things like that.
I think coming up, we're probably really going to get some ISIS. I think that's going to be a hot topic right now. And then, I mean, what else do you think, like, right now, you think they could bring into the episodes?
I don't know. They always bring in so much. I mean, the fact that they jam-packed that first episode with everything.
I would like to see them mention about Star Wars 7.
That could happen somewhere.
Yeah.
Star Wars, because they've done Lord of the Rings before, they've done Harry Potter before, and
they've done Star Wars, kind of, but they haven't really done focusing on...
Well, this is the new one.
I think it'd be like Terrence and Philip 7.
Although... They did remember with the elections the second time around, like how Disney got started, and it was that was a big point of contention of.
Oh yeah, so then in the episode they turn the food pyramid upside down, so it's actually less wheat, followed by sweets and sugars, followed by lots of protein, followed by lots of fats and oils, and everyone's having butter on a stick and steaks and things like that.
Yeah, you know.
Reminded me of our fair food from North Carolina. Literally, it's fried butter.
I love how, the fact that they brought in Michelle Obama, because she's obviously all about this nutrition stuff. And, like, we've gotten rid of that since Michelle Obama.
The pyramid, that's ancient. We haven't used that since Michelle Obama came in.
I mean, mathematically, it works. Just flip it upside down and you have the exact opposite of what you started with.
God.
It's balancing itself.
Oh my God, we found the cure! We found the nutritional cure! I don't know, overall, like, I'm not as excited about this episode as last one, but it was still a solid episode.
Yeah, overall. I think they had fun with it. I had fun with it, so I'm not going to complain too much.
Did they mention, No, that was the Family Guy Simpsons crossover that mentioned Jaden Smith. Yeah. I'd like to see South Park kind of play on the Kanye wedding and bring Kanye back.
Well, it was 8 months ago or whatever it was, but we ended with Kanye. I mean, there's nothing greater than bring Kanye. And here we have the reverted gay fish. I am not a gay fish. I am a recovering gay fish. So I think he's had his time.
Yeah, but every time they can shit on him, I enjoy it.
Fair enough.
All right, I mean, this is a hard episode to talk about. I mean, this is a hard show to even cover in the beginning, because it's just so... I mean, it's just...
It depends what topic they pick. Yeah. Gluten and Ebola, unless we really get into, like, actual nutrition, which is the most boring crap in the world.
Yeah. I mean, unless you, like, know that I stopped eating bread for 3 months and knows that Phil was probably thinking of shitting on me throughout this episode. Like, what the fuck? Like,
here's the thing. You can never do right by these people. You just try. Oh, it's like Mackie. Well, I knew you guys would have bagels and donuts, so I had to get my own breakfast. Like, you know what? Fine. Next time I won't get anything. I'm going to stop caring.
Yeah.
That's eventually what happens. You stop caring about those gluten-free assholes. Because you just don't have time for them. Anyway, that wraps up this episode of South Park. We'll be back next week for episode 3. We don't know what it is, because barely do they. Thank you guys for joining us. Stephen Lemieux, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHENLEMIUX, as well as doing the Strain finale after show this weekend, Sunday. And we're going to have Dutch and Kelly Goodweather, who's the wife as well as the blonde tech lady from the show, calling in for an interview soon, and then Sons of Anarchy and Sleepy Hollow.
Fair enough. And be sure to check out his blog on glutenfreelifestyles.com. Steven talks about everything gluten-free, having smaller wiener size. It's amazing what it does for you.
Hashtag poppycock.
So check that out. And, of course, follow us on AfterBuzz TV. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. And we've got a whole slew of shows coming up, especially with the fall lineup. So definitely check those out. We'll see you next week for another South Park After Show.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.